This story may be too intense for some viewers. On the night of February 23, 1992, dispatcher Marilyn Jameson was on duty at the York County Sheriff's Department in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Her shift had been uneventful until around 7 p.m. when a frightened young woman with a child rushed into the station.
Ma'am, you've got to help us.
She said, I don't know what to do. My husband is trying to kill me.
What's your name?
My name is Angela Poole. My husband has been following...
Where do you...
That's your mom.
Lieutenant!
She was in the process of getting a divorce, and he had chased her into the sheriff's office.
Broken into my house before.
Her husband was behind her, and he was watching her. And he looked very calm. He didn't look upset at all, but she was nervous and shaking. I knew she was telling me the truth.
He won't leave us alone.
Where do you live?
I live out near Catawba. My name is Angela Poole.
I think I recognize the name.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that you do because I've had trouble with him before.
You get a chance to say your part.
An officer spoke briefly with Angela's estranged husband.
We didn't have anything that covered just simple harassment that we could lock him up for. If they didn't commit any other violation of the law, such as trespassing or assault or anything, if they just followed someone, they could do it all they wanted.
I did get the officer to escort her home and go in and check out her house and make sure she was all right. But I did know that if I ever heard that address again, that this lady would need help.
The next evening, Angela returned home from work with her two children from previous relationships, 4-year-old Daniel Michael and 7-year-old Christina.
When we got home, my mama told us to go play.
Y'all take those jackets off and put them in your room?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll get these brushes put away.
We went into my room and mama went down to her room, and then that's when it started.
Talk to see you
and
the family.
You know you're not supposed to be here.
I know. I don't want to cause any problems.
What are y'all doing?
I'm coloring a colorful
bird. Oh, that looks good. Here, let me fix that for you. Sometimes it's hard to stay in the lines.
I just want a little more time to talk.
Same with your tracks?
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. There, that looks better, okay?
She took and turned the book around, and it said call 911.
For us to talk about.
Angela, why are you being like this?
I'm not trying to be anyway. I just...
Sheriff's office.
And
hello.
Taylor.
Can I help you?
It was a child on the phone, and I couldn't make out what she was saying. I asked the 911 operator, where is the call coming from?
She's calling from 1210 Station Road.
Oh, Lordy. Is it the Poole's residence?
Yeah.
Okay. And then,
what's your daddy doing? What's he doing now?
I don't know. I'm just down here in the room with him. I don't know what's happening.
Okay, we gotta get officer to 1210.
Once we heard that location, it put up red flags. That little girl and her mother's in trouble. And I'd given her my word that I would get somebody there as quickly as possible.
Lieutenant Willis Gregory was 12 miles away when he was dispatched to the scene.
Domestic abuse calls are probably the most dangerous calls that we go on because we're going into a situation that we never know what's going to happen.
Can you tell me what's happening? Where's your mommy? Huh?
In my room.
Your mommy's in your room? Can I speak to your mommy? Let me speak to your mommy. Can your mommy come?
I gotta hang up.
No, don't hang up. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Who's speaking?
Angela Poole.
Angela, what's going on?
Somebody's gonna get killed.
This is the sheriff's office. Angela.
Uh-huh.
What's going on? This is the sheriff's office. Tell me what's going on. Tell me, what's happening?
So,
this is the you can't talk?
Yep.
Is he there?
Uh-huh.
Is he harming you?
No, he's on the other phone.
Is he listening?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Does he have a gun?
I hope not.
Okay, well, I got an officer on the way.
I thought maybe him knowing that we got officers on the way, maybe this would deter him from harming her or the other children.
Dispatcher Danny Reynolds had also been on duty the night before.
And I seen her, I actually talked with her, and knowing she was crying out for help that night made it even harder. It was almost like I really knew her. I just couldn't get him there fast enough.
Has he been drinking, Angela?
No.
She's not letting her talk.
She couldn't make a full sentence. So I started asking her things, like she could give me a yes or no answer.
He's got you locked in the house?
Yeah.
Is he going to let us in?
No.
Huh? Okay, he's there fighting.
Huh?
What's she saying? Quit. Okay, what's he doing?
He is talking. Standing here in front of me.
Has he hit you?
No.
He has not?
No.
He didn't assault me yet. Okay, I'm going to talk to you until the officer gets there. Hello? Hello? Angela? Okay, I just got disconnected.
I wasn't about to give up. I called 911 back. I said, I need the number back to the domestic I had. It's a bad domestic.
Angela,
uh-huh.
Don't hang up.
I didn't.
He hung the phone up.
Uh-huh.
Okay, just don't hang the phone up. I got to talk to you and make sure. Where is he now? Angela,
huh?
Where is he now?
District guard 824. It's getting pretty bad out there. The child's screaming.
He's beating her now, I bet.
At the time that I heard all the screaming, it was coming from the child and Angela. I didn't know who was being hurt. I felt like I wanted to come through the phone line real bad.
840-1076-1076 in progress.
You talk to 1,000 people a week, but then you get that one. It was nothing on the phone but screaming for at least 30 or 60 seconds.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, my mom needs ambulance. She's been dying.
Okay, what did he do to her?
He took a knife and beat her with this.
Okay, bad. Okay, what's he beat her with?
A knife.
840, he does have a knife and he's using it.
And the mind is just a diamond.
Okay, where did he cut her at? Get an ambulance. Okay, tell me where your daddy's at.
I don't know, he's left.
Did he leave?
He's left.
I just left the scene. I'm speaking with a small child, the mother. But she cannot touch her phone.
It's already dying.
Stay on the phone with me. Where's
your...
Please listen to me. What's your name?
Christina.
Christina, where's your mommy at in the house?
I just kept asking her small questions just to keep her calm enough to lead me through it.
Take the phone to her?
No.
Okay.
She's crying.
We got an ambulance coming, okay?
Okay.
Are you hurt?
No, I got blood on me.
Huh?
I got blood on my foot.
You got blood on your foot.
I'm a shot from home.
Okay, but you're okay, right?
Right. Me and my brother.
You and your brother's there. Okay.
She didn't calm down all the way, but she calmed down enough for me to get the information that I needed. It amazed me to know how helpful she was to me and to the officers.
Your mommy, is she still laying down?
Yes.
Okay. Can you go in there and check and see if she's breathing?
Okay.
I'll come right back to the phone.
Oh, Marilyn, this is horrible.
My mom told me that she loved me and that she was gonna die. I said, Mama, you're not gonna die.
She's still awake, right?
She's still awake.
Okay, that's what I need to know. Okay, you're doing a great job.
Okay.
You're getting your mommy help. You're doing real good.
I didn't know Angela's status. I didn't want her moved or anything. So the only thing I could think of to tell her was to go get a wet washcloth and apply it to her mama's head to keep her calm. I didn't tell the little girl, but deep down I felt that by the time we got there, she would be dead.
It took 16 minutes for Lieutenant Gregory and another officer to reach Angela's house.
We didn't know for sure at that point whether the husband had left the scene. I had definitely go to the right to clear that end of the residence, and I went to the left. As I entered the bedroom and saw her, the only thing that went through my mind was, oh my God. I could see 20 or 30 stab and cut wounds just from where I was, and all I could see was part of her left side. I'd never seen anything so bad in my life.
Kansas, don't try to talk anymore, honey.
We got help on the way. Everyone
the take... sheer brutality of the attack was just unbelievable.
Bert, get the kids out.
All right.
I've got a 6-year-old daughter, 5-month-old son, and no child should have to face anything like that.
I was trying to tell my brother, come down, come down. She's going to be okay, and I was telling myself, I don't know if she's going to be okay. I'm just trying to tell my brother it's going to be okay.
Within 30 minutes of the attack, a Piedmont Medical Center EMS unit arrived, led by paramedic David Gregory.
We couldn't find really a place where there wasn't blood coming from.
Stay with us, Angela.
She was bleeding so bad that we used every bandage that we had on the truck. The only thing I could think of was the electrodes to check the heart rate. So I used those because they're self-adhesive and they stick. Okay, let's get her on the back wall. It was hard to believe this patient, if she did survive, would ever return to normal.
That someone could do that to someone, especially if they supposedly loved them. How could he do this? How could he have done this? I want to make sure he got caught.
...25-year-old Angela was transported by MedCenter air helicopter to Carolinas Medical Center, where a trauma team was waiting for her, including Dr. Robert Monson.
She had a stab wound to her spleen, a stab wound through her diaphragm, an injury to her kidney, injury to her colon, injury to her liver.
We're going to do a quick lap on her and try to get all the bleeding control, so let's go.
We estimated that she had lost about 50% of her blood volume.
With the support of her parents and brother, Angela spent 3 weeks recovering in the hospital. She underwent surgery and extensive therapy to regain full use of her hands.
When he started stabbing me, I just kept pulling my hands tight and my arms tight together to keep the knife out of my heart. And I'd pray. And I didn't ask God for strength for me. I asked God to let me live to raise my kids. I mean, I'm all they got.
If my mom wasn't around, I missed how she took care of me and stuff that she did for me. I don't know what I'll do without her.
People asked, and they said, well, didn't your little girl call 911? And I go, yeah, that's my little girl. She's a cool kid. She knows when to calm down and kind of take charge of things.
If it wouldn't have been for the little girl helping me and guiding me, I don't know what would have happened. She saved her mama's life that night.
After I come home from the hospital, I brought her a gold bracelet, and on the front of it had Christina, and on the back of it had Hero, 2-24-92.
Angela's then husband was subsequently convicted of assault and battery with intent to kill and sentenced to 15 years in prison.
That very year, mostly because of this incident, South Carolina has enacted what we call a stalking law. If it had been in effect at the time this happened, it may not have happened because he may have already been jailed for repeatedly following her around.
Hi, my name is Angela Jackson. Used to be Angela Pearl, and I made it. I got divorced and almost didn't make it, but I'm here. I've talked to church groups, I've talked to young girls, to college students, and let them know, give them danger signs, to give them patterns. And when he abuses, then you hear, I'm sorry, I won't do it again.
Don't keep it to yourself. Let somebody know. There's organizations, there's social workers, there's victim advocates programs in every sheriff's office that will assist you. It's not a low priority anymore.
And I do not have to take this.
Two bars.
To all the people that saved my life, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I got another chance. And my reason could have been just my simple prayer. Let me live to raise my kids.
She was like an inch away from being paralyzed, half an inch away from her heart. Angela has an angel watching over her. She does. Might be Christina.
For information about domestic violence, call 1-800-FYI-CALL.